Woo, here's a hot take on this week's episode.
How do you give women the courage to leave?
Ooh, that's a good question. Yes. I would say a little tough love. Okay. Sometimes you have to do a little tough love. But basically, I ask them, what is stopping you from leaving? A lot of them tell me finances.
Yeah.
Okay. Because they've left it up to their significant other or their husband to take over the finances, which is a huge mistake. So the first thing is to have your own bank account.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Balanced, Beautiful, and Abundant Show, where we take you from burned out to balanced, beautiful, and abundant by aligning your life in the seven pillars of abundance. Today, we have a wonderful guest on the show. Welcome to the show, Angeline Constantinou.
Yes, thank you so much, Rebecca, for having me on your beautiful podcast show. And we are here to empower and uplift each other. And I'm excited to share my story of how I reclaimed victory from domestic violence and how I help women break free from the lies that they tell themselves.
I can't wait to get into that.
I know.
Let me tell my audience a little bit about you.
Good.
Angeline is a woman's empowerment partner, a best-selling author on Amazon, and the founder of Let's Break the Silence. After surviving an abusive relationship, Angeline turned her pain into purpose, and she created a movement helping women heal, reclaim their voice, and rebuild their confidence to create self-worth, freedom, and empowerment. This episode is for any woman who has ever felt silenced, unseen, emotionally or financially trapped, and disconnected from her own power. We're going to talk about healing, finding your voice, turning adversity into purpose, and the importance of community. So let's get right into your story. Tell us your story and take us back to the moment where you said, I can't live like this anymore.
That's a very good question. Yes, I could not live like this anymore because once upon a time, I used to be married to whom I thought was going to be the love of my life, my ex-husband. And he worked in New York City. He had his own business. And he introduced me actually to sales and direct sales and advertising and everything. So people thought that we were living the life of, you know, the Hollywood couple on the outside. But slowly but surely after we got married in 1988, he slowly took off the mask, and meaning that he became very controlling, manipulative, verbally abusive. There was physical abuse to the point where I had to go to the hospital because of a broken nose. He threw me against the wall. I fell backwards and just like, and then people will ask me, why didn't you leave? That's a common question.
Right.
The reason that I didn't leave right away is because I was afraid. There was a lot of fear. There was fear and doubt. I wasn't sure. I had lost my confidence. I had lost my self-worth. And I thought to myself, how can I live on my own again? You know, what can I do? And so I began a journey of self-development. And I got involved in the online space, which changed my life. I got involved with a health and wellness company that changed my life at that time. But plus, I got to work in corporate America to make a name for myself. And that was before the online space. So I worked on myself, especially for the last 3 years of my marriage. And when we lost money in the stock market, he went crazy. He would write checks against our credit to buy mutual funds, causing me to go into a tailspin financially, $50,000 in the hole. And I still had some money left to pay my attorney. So when enough was enough, I didn't care anymore. I wrote out a check to my attorney for $5,000 to start divorce proceed to begin.
How many years were you guys married when you filed for divorce?
Okay, at that time I was married for 22 years.
Wow. And did you guys have kids?
No children.
Okay.
No children, which made the process easier, but he still fought it, which is not unusual.
And what did you have to serve him papers? Like in California, was he shocked?
I think he was shocked because I had gone away to visit family in Long Island. So, and I made a decision to go to family court before I left for Long Island to file a protective order. And this was in New York State at the time. So in New York State, in upstate New York, there are different rules for that. So it was a limited order of protection because I was still sort of living in the house, but upstairs. I moved all my belongings upstairs, but I basically lived like a gypsy for 1 year. And I was staying in people's houses. I stayed, you know, in people's homes. They welcomed me because they knew what had gone on, you know, with me. And I also, because of my travel, I was able to redeem some points so I could stay, you know, in a hotel that was safe. So, and then the journey began.
What was the turning point, Angeline, that made you realize that you had to file for divorce and that you couldn't stay in this relationship? What was that epiphany or aha moment?
Good question. So I woke up in the morning with an epiphany.
Mm-hmm.
That aha moment was surrender. So I surrendered. I stopped playing the victim. And I said to myself, I am going to claim victory. I don't care how much money I have. I'm just, because what good is the money if you're miserable, number one. And the marriage was bringing me down, like, especially emotionally. You know, the physical abuse happened a couple of times, but the emotional abuse took its toll. It really, really took its toll on me. And I knew at that point when I woke up in the morning, I had to make a move. So I called the attorney who was recommended by a good friend of mine. So I asked for help. I called. She said, go to this attorney. She's the best in Dutchess County and she will fight for you. And she certainly did fight for me. And so I got dressed and I made an appointment and drove down to Poughkeepsie and wrote out that check. And that was the epiphany when I realized that enough is enough, that for me, for my own well-being, it's time to claim victory in my life and it's time to make a plan to leave. So I made a plan to leave, meaning that when I would drive to Saratoga Springs, which was 2 hours away, I let the New York State Police and the Sheriff's Office know that I was traveling, because I was looking for an apartment and a place to live. And I didn't get one right away, but that was okay. At least it gave me a sense of peace that I was away. But once I fell in love with the area, because I had redeemed some points and stayed at a hotel for the weekend in Saratoga, I said, this is where I plan to move.
And now, did you have to get a restraining order?
I had to get a restraining order. Yeah, I was the one who had to get the restraining order. And I did it. I just went to family court, made an appointment. And I mean, the stories that you hear, it's very sad because, you know, like a woman like myself, I prided myself on, you know, like on the outside showing that I'm holding it all together.
Yeah.
On the inside, I was not at my peak, but I still kept moving forward. And I was able to get therapy. I went for counseling. At the time, had a mentor, and she herself had gone through domestic violence. So she helped me tremendously, and she helped me turn my pain into purpose. And all of a sudden, the grief was gone. Like, it's normal to grieve a toxic marriage. And actually, my lawyer had said that because yeah. I was still finding myself. I was still like, you want to leave and you want to live on your own. But at the same time, you feel sad because you feel ashamed. You're afraid of what other people are going to think. So I drew a line in the sand and I put myself out there and I shared my story, bits and pieces of it. But fast forward, I got divorced in 2011, moved to Saratoga Springs. Things are going well. I made a new life for myself. And I had a vision and a dream to start my podcast 7 years ago called Let's Break the Silence.
Yeah.
To empower women to share their real life stories. And I can tell you, when I did that, that happened 2 months before COVID happened. In January of, it was actually right before 2020. So it was in December. Like, mm-hmm. I had no idea about podcasting, okay? I didn't have all the mics and everything. All I did, I had a message to share with the world. So before I started the podcast, I went live in 2018 of March. I went live on Facebook for 18 minutes in my one-bedroom apartment. And the camera's shaking, I'm crying, all the things, showing my real, raw, vulnerability. And I went to 7 million views. It went viral.
Wow. An 18-minute video on Facebook Live?
Yeah. Not StreamYard. I did not have any, no sophisticated, live. It's just all of a sudden because it was the message. And there was a lady I remember from the UK. I remember waking up in the morning because after I shared my story, I was all shook up, but I felt victorious and I felt free.
Yeah.
Breaking free and, going live because I used to be the biggest chicken of going Facebook Live, believe it or not. So it led to my purpose. It led to starting the podcast, which is in its seventh season, almost 200 episodes, and creating a movement. So it was more than just a podcast. It creating a movement for women to break their silence and share their real life stories of turning their pain into purpose. Because a lot of women that I've interviewed have already turned their pain into purpose. So I wanted to give a voice for women because something was holding them back. They weren't sharing the real story. What was the story behind, like me? So now, fast forward to today, I get to speak on stages and I get to speak on global stages to share how I reclaimed my voice and confidence. Because once you own up to it, because basically that's what I did. I owned up to it. And, no one knew my story. No one knew the backstory. So, I'm proud of myself because this has been, 7 years. And I have a brand new Facebook group that empowers women to heal, rise, and claim victory. And I've started virtual coffee chats with them already so we can come together come together because it takes a village.
Yeah. I mean, it's really hard. I had to get out of an abusive marriage. It's very hard. Yeah. I talked about it on your podcast and
I remember that.
It's great that you teach about turning your pain into purpose. I like to say your pain isn't your past, it's your platform. And how do you turn your pain into purpose if somebody's listening and wants to know how you did that? I know we only have a minute till a commercial break, so we can start that and then we'll come back to it. But how does one turn their pain into their purpose? How do they know what their purpose even is?
Well, it all starts with you filling the gap. So doing the inner work, because unless you don't fill that gap, you won't know what your purpose is. So it's stripping away those limiting beliefs that have been holding you back for so long. You know, what are you passionate about? What's been holding you back? And that's where I take a deep dive and teach women and coach women on that. You know, what are the lies that you've been telling yourself?
Yeah. So the limiting beliefs help point to the purpose. How?
Okay. So when you strip away, then I go into identity work and then I ask them, you know, you replace those lies with the truth. Instead of saying, I am not good enough, I would say, oh, I'm good enough to start a podcast or whatever your passion is.
Yeah.
Hi, Judith. So anyways, yeah. Yeah, so that's it. Just, you know, stripping away those limiting beliefs. So that have been holding you back. And once you're able to do that and replace those lies with the truth, then abundance starts to flow. Then you're in that gratitude flow state and you can do anything that you set your mind to. That's one of the things I learned when I was in the online space, when I first got on the online space. You can do anything you put your mind to as long as you trust and believe in yourself and have faith. So
absolutely.
Believe in yourself.
We are going to cut to a quick commercial break and we are going to come right back and talk about emotional abuse. It doesn't leave scars. So we're going to talk about what are the signs that women are in an unhealthy relationship. Thank you so much for listening to the Balanced, Beautiful, and Abundant podcast. And we'll be back after a few quick messages. Do you remember slumber parties as a kid? Wearing pajamas, laughing until midnight, eating delicious food, and feeling completely free. Before the bills, the responsibilities, and the pressure of adult life. What if you could experience that magic again as an adult? On February 27th and 28th, I'm hosting the second Soulful Slumber Party in Cincinnati, Ohio. The first one sold out, and this experience is truly unforgettable. You'll receive luxury silk pajamas, a night at a beautiful hotel, a sacred cacao ceremony, a gentle yoga session, a professional photo shoot, my signature Seven Pillars of Abundance workshop, and an elegant dinner party with an incredible group of like-minded women. This is your chance to reconnect with your joy, your vision, and yourself. If you feel called, apply through the link in the show notes. I'll see you at the slumber party. Hey there, it's Rebecca, your magnetic abundance mentor. Let me ask you something. Are you feeling stuck, burned out, or like life just isn't as juicy as you know it can be? If you're nodding right along, it's time for a breakthrough. My coaching program is designed to help you align your life in all seven pillars of abundance: spiritual, physical, emotional, romantic, mental, social, and financial. So you can finally live that big, bold, sexy, and adventurous life you deserve. And here's the best part. I'm inviting you to schedule a breakthrough call with me. No pressure, no sales gimmicks, just a genuine chance to experience my coaching firsthand and get crystal clear on what is next for you. Because your best life is not a someday thing, it's a right now thing. So click the link in the show notes to book your breakthrough call and let's start making magic together. Your next level is calling you. This podcast review is from Bring It On, and she says that the Balanced, Beautiful, and Abundant show is amazing and inspiring. She goes on to say, I believe this show is a place where women can come and really learn and grow. Rebecca creates a strong and safe space for women to share and be vulnerable. I highly recommend this podcast. Thank you so much. And it is absolutely a safe place for all women to come and learn. Thanks for being a great listener. Welcome back, everyone. I am here with Angeline Constantinou, and we are talking about emotional abuse. So tell us, what are the signs that women are in an unhealthy relationship that could be emotionally abusive?
Okay, good question. Self-doubt, fear, lack of trust. The biggest thing is that they lose the trust.
In themselves.
In themselves, correct. Yeah. Which means that they're not able to trust others. They're not able to trust others. And that's a big gap that needs to be filled. They feel emotionally stuck. And the only way that you can do that is to rebuild yourself with trust. Otherwise, if you don't rebuild yourself with trust, you're going to attract someone who is not trustworthy or who's narcissistic.
Yes.
And women wonder why, why am I in this same relationship that I was, or worse than before?
Right.
Well, because you didn't do the inner work first. You haven't done it yet.
Yeah. I feel like how you talk to yourself and your own inner dialogue and your self-talk is going to be mirrored by your partner.
So it's going to be mirrored by your partner. Exactly.
And gently to yourself, you will manifest someone who is treating you kindly and gently. And that's exactly what happened to me. I would not have accepted the person that I'm married to now because I would have thought, oh, he's too nice, he's too boring. Mm-hmm. I had the bad boy syndrome or the asshole syndrome where it was normal to have fighting and breaking up and making up and yelling. And I thought that was passion. And then I learned that that was a completely unhealthy pattern that I was in.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. That is an unhealthy pattern.
Yeah.
And so I always say to women, work on yourself first.
Mm-hmm.
Let's do the inner work first. And then once you've completely healed from the abusive relationship, then you can be in a position where, like yourself, you got married, you got married again and you attract the right person in your life. But unless you do that, you're going to keep attracting that type of person and it's probably worse. And also giving yourself permission to heal. Give yourself permission. Don't put a deadline on it because healing is not linear. It's a process. It's a process.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So how does one learn to trust themselves again?
That's a good question. I had to learn. Let me share my.
Sure.
Because in the past, this is going way back. I would say this is a lie. Okay. This is a lie that you're telling yourself. All men are the same. And I hear other women saying it now. All men are the same. That's not true. That's not true. That's a false belief. Mm-hmm. That's a lie that you are telling yourself. So it requires more inner work. So for someone, like for me, I had to do a lot of inner work. I had to break free. I did mirror work. I would take a piece of paper, go into the bathroom, and say out loud, I am fearfully and wonderfully made because I go by Bible scriptures. Mm-hmm. So I would claim that I'm the Proverbs, the Proverbs 31 woman, and I would, claim that. I would read it out loud. I would do affirmations. And when you speak, when you do that, you're speaking positivity into your life. It's the brain. It's rewiring of the brain.
Yeah.
So, because if you don't feel worthy, your brain will program that. It'll be instilled in your brain, and then you won't be able to succeed in anything that you want to do. You won't be able to break out of that belief. So it's, you know, I've done meditations. I've done light work too, somatic breathing. I've done somatic meditation, using sound, and it helps tremendously. It helps tremendously to remove the blocks. So that's something that I've been working on myself because, you know, we're a work in progress.
Oh, yeah.
We're all a work in progress.
We all have limiting beliefs. Like there's always deeper layers of the onion to peel. Mm. And can always become more evolved and fulfilled and happier. I mean, it ends, which is why it's such a beautiful process.
It is a beautiful process. Healing is a beautiful process. I love it.
Yeah.
And I love, and also surround yourself with leaders and mentors who are on a higher level than you. Like yeah. That's what I did in the very beginning. And it makes you feel better, number one. And when they're speaking life into you and they believe in you, abundance starts to flow. You know, I've always said that abundance is your birthright.
I love that.
Thank you. Thank you. And we deserve to live a life filled with abundance because things will start coming to you. So when you put good out to the universe rewards action. And when you speak life, positivity into yourself, then good things start to happen to you again.
I totally agree.
The other side, you start to feel liberated.
It's from the inside out.
Right.
And you can't wait until you start seeing manifestations and say, oh, I manifested this or that. I can be happy. I can feel abundant. You get to feel abundant and happy first. And that's when the manifestations start coming. That's what being magnetic is.
Being magnetic is exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Absolutely. One of my clients broke free from that. And also, I stopped the people pleasing. That's another thing. That's huge. That's huge. Like, I always say this, and my client actually who lives in Australia, she worked with me last year. She realized that, number one, she was holding herself back, but her parents were holding her back because she was afraid. She always kept changing her profile. I'm like, that is not the answer. Don't keep changing your profile. You have to learn to stand up for yourself. You know, stand up for yourself and say, I am going to share my son's journey about autism. Okay. And now she is empowering other moms to do the same. And I'm very proud of her. It took work. It's 9 weeks. I mean, you know, it doesn't happen right away. It's a process. So I'm very proud of that because she changed her life. And that's how she turned.
Why did she have to keep changing her profile?
She was afraid of what she didn't want them to know.
Well, she was sharing about her son's autism online.
Yeah, correct.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Got it.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So then she was just, okay, this is the journey that I'm going through. And she embraced it. And then everything changed.
Everything changed after that. Yep.
Oh, great.
I know. So
let's talk about the A's framework. What is your A's framework?
Okay. The first one is awareness.
Mm-hmm.
So it's becoming aware. That's where we start to remove those lies.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So that's, we create awareness.
Mm-hmm.
And the second one is aligned. Mm-hmm. So then we start to fall into alignment and then we activate.
Okay.
So activating being voice, you're activating your voice and you're reclaiming your power. So when I say activate, I mean activating your voice and becoming proud of who you are now versus where you were before. So the awareness comes first. Awareness comes first because you have to become aware. That's what I did.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then we start to fall into alignment. Okay. So now this is what I want to do. And then we activate our voice.
Love it. Thank you. So many women stay in toxic relationships because they have a fear of the unknown.
Mm.
You know, they're comfortable in kind of the bad situation that they're in. I like to say it's like an old pair of jeans that's outdated and
yep. You know,
just comfortable. So what would you say to the woman who's listening who feels trapped, but even though she knows she's in a toxic relationship, she fears losing what she has and she has to think about, you know, fear of the unknown. What would you tell her?
Okay, fear of the unknown. Okay, that's a very good question. So there was a young woman with a child who reached out to me several years ago because she didn't know what to do. She was in New York City, COVID had happened, and everything was shut down.
Mm-hmm.
But she was in an abusive marriage. When she called me, I believe what happened was that her now ex-partner hit her.
Oof.
And she was looking to escape, but she goes, I don't know where to go. Like, they come to me crying, okay? Like, they're crying, they're calling me. I'm like, okay, we're going to take some deep breaths first. Let's do deep breathing, and then let me research online. So there are resources for women online. So I found a center that was open in New York City. I gave her the number. I said, after you get off the phone with me, call them immediately. Like, don't wait. So guess what happened? In 24 hours, they placed her in a one bedroom.
Oh, wow. What a great organization.
I know. I'm just like, and this is in New York City out of all places.
Yeah.
But something that I said, you know, like she was like, okay, like the thing not to say is to calm down. The thing is, let's do some deep breathing. Let's take a deep breath. I said, everything's going to be okay. You're going to find a place. And I was on my laptop. I said, let me do a little research. Just bear with me. And then she was able to leave. She left actually that night. She didn't stay. She left.
Do you remember the name of the organization? So it's okay. But yeah, that's a great organization that was able to play one bedroom in New York City. So.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Yeah. Then she moved on, you know, so she moved on, but I haven't heard from her since, but she got the help that she wanted, that she needed, because she was in a very bad place. So
how do you give women the courage to leave?
Ooh, that's a good question. Yes. I would say a little tough love. Okay. Sometimes you have to do a little tough love. But basically, I ask them, what is stopping you from leaving? A lot of them tell me finances.
Yeah.
Okay. Because they've left it up to their significant other or their husband to take over the finances, which is a huge mistake. So the first thing is to have your own bank account.
Yeah.
With at least 6 months of savings. I had to change my bank account. So the money that I had left in the joint account, I took it out and then I opened up my own. So he had no rights to take because he had stolen money from our bank account. And I was left in the car crying, just basically crying. And like, what do I do? I only have $20 left. $20 left. So someone lent me some money, and there was a good friend who lent me some money, and I opened up a bank account. And then I discovered that I had a separate mutual fund that I wasn't really paying attention to but it was in my own name. So I said, thank God the money's there. I was like, oh my God.
You cashed in your mutual fund?
Yeah, I did. I had to. Yeah. Yeah,
that was finding, you know, $5 in a pair of jeans. Like that.
I know. See, there you go.
God providing for you.
Cashed out. It was $9,000.
Yeah.
I cashed out. It was enough money to get me through the 6 months because I was collecting alimony because I had a good lawyer. See? But the financial, you know, get a financial planner and help them, because when you're starting new, and that's what I did, I had a financial planner.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I love having a financial planner. That my financial planner was the one who told me I should write a book. And that's where I talked about the 7 pillars of abundance and launched my coaching career. So I am a big fan of financial planners. We are going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we are going to talk about what are some steps women can take like today to connect with their self-worth and their power. Thank you for listening. We'll be right back.
Okay, can I be real for a second? You're out there crushing it in some areas of your life, but in others, it's like a hot mess express. Sound familiar? Here's the thing. You're not just meant to survive, you're meant to thrive. And that's exactly what I help my clients do in my coaching program. Together, we'll tackle all 7 pillars of abundance because who wants killer abs but a dumpster fire of a bank account? Or a thriving career but zero in the romance department? Yeah, no thanks. I'm inviting you to schedule a breakthrough call with me. No pressure, no awkward sales pitch, just you, me, and a chance to figure out why you're stuck and how to get unstuck. So stop doom scrolling and start doing something about it. Click the link in the show notes and let's start giving you your best, most bougie life. You in? I want to share something personal that has truly changed how I feel in my body. Like so many women, I was eating healthy, working out, and doing all the right things, but still my metabolism felt slower. I was holding on to belly fat, craving sweets, and my energy wasn't consistent. That's when I started using the EverBalance and GBX Slim to Fit Duo. What I noticed from these two supplements was incredible. My belly fat started to release, my cravings for sugar went way down, and I had a steady, consistent energy flow throughout the day. I didn't feel like I was fighting my body anymore. It finally felt like my body was supporting me. This duo works at the hormonal and metabolic level, which is especially important for women in midlife. I feel more confident, energized, and more like myself again. If you're ready to support your metabolism and step into your most vibrant, magnetic self, go to the link in the show notes to grab your discount.
Welcome back, everyone. We are here with Angeline Constantinou, and we are talking about concrete steps that women can take today to get in touch with their self-worth and their power. What are some actionable steps, Angeline?
Okay. One of the actionable steps is, in order to take your power back, number one is to recognize the fact that you are in an abusive relationship, not alibying, admitting it, owning up to it, and claiming victory. Mm. And that's what I did. And it's a lot of, you know, like I said, I for the last 3 years before I filed for divorce, I worked on myself. And so I invested in personal development because I had some money put aside. So I invested in personal development. And, you know, I realized that I was destined for great things, that I didn't have to live a life. I didn't have to live in a toxic relationship anymore, that I deserve better. I always kept saying that to myself. I deserve better, and I will turn my pain into a purpose-driven business. And, you know, while I'm going through the inner work, I had a breakdown. So meaning when you go through a breakdown, that means the breakthrough is right around the corner.
Yes.
And that's exactly what happened. The breakthroughs happened for me. So just become self-aware, you know, become self-aware and be proud of where you're going, because once you embark on that journey and, you know, write down what are you most passionate about. Write down what are you most passionate about. Is it dancing? Is it singing? Is it starting a business? Helping others? I mean, I've seen so many women, they've changed their life because they stopped playing the victim.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Taking ownership. That is huge. That's the first thing.
No blame, no shame, too. It's like taking responsibility for being in the relationship and not feeling so powerless. Like it does, even in an abusive relationship, it does take two to tango.
It does. That's true. That's true. It takes two to tango. And, you know, like I said, write down what you are most passionate about. Learn to trust yourself again. Mm-hmm. Believe in yourself. And speak positivity into your life. Do those affirmations. I am fearfully and wonderfully made. I am beautiful. I am worthy. I can start a coaching business. I can start a makeup business. See? And then once you start to feed that into your brain, you know, that's the subconscious. So, you know, your brain will be rewired and you'll say, wow, I can do this now. See?
Start attracting people, places,
there you go,
and opportunities that match it. So it's about doing the inner work and then staying open to what the universe sends, because so many people are so closed off to opportunities that they will say no out of fear. But I really believe that if people are being attracted to you and you're magnetic and you're attracting opportunities, explore them, be open. You never know.
Exactly. Put yourselves in rooms where there are millionaires. People are like, what? Put yourself in the rooms where there are millionaires. Because guess what? You're going to attract the same people. And opportunities will open up. No doubt about it. Because when I have done that, new opportunities have opened up for me. For example, speaking on stages. And, you know, being a guest on other podcasts too.
Yeah.
That's huge.
How like did
podcasts, you know?
It's great to have you here. How did speaking on stages open up for you?
Okay. So it happened 3 years ago. Mm-hmm. I was a co-author in an anthology, a book series called The Change Book Series. And at that time, it was pioneered by Les Brown. Mm-hmm. And Jim Britt and Jim Lutz. So Jim Britt is huge in the personal development industry. They reached out to me. I'm like, oh, wow, they want me to write my chapter. I said, okay. So I wrote the chapter. And then the next thing you know, I was asked to speak at their Deep Dive Mastermind event in San Diego, California. I can tell you I was nervous. That was the first time, okay? Because I was putting it out there.
Yes.
I want to speak on global stages. And I used to have the biggest fear of public speaking. But you know what? As I got into my story, people were like, wow, this is a 20-minute talk. Yeah. I shared my story. I shared the tools, the techniques that I learned, you know, from my mentor that I've implemented in my life and also other women who I mentor. So that changed everything. And then after that, I got asked to speak in London last year because I had taken a break the year before because I was moving. I moved to Florida. So I moved to Southeast Florida and small world, Rebecca. I'm like, when we talked on my podcast, I'm like, oh my goodness, what a small world, you know?
I know.
So I live in Stuart, Florida now, and opportunities have opened up here. So I spoke in London last year, and then I spoke at other events. And this year I was in Austin, Texas in February, and then I was in London again, and then Tampa. I co-authored another book, and this is a best-selling book called Breaking the Silence, Voices of Survivors. So I am one of 20 published authors. This is on the Amazon bestseller. So you can find me.
That's great. And that's the name of your podcast, right? Breaking the Silence.
Yes. It's Let's Break the Silence. Okay. But this is Breaking the Silence, Voices of Survivors, Stories of Triumph, Resilience, and Transformation. And it was curated by Michelle Jewsbury. She is a well-renowned speaker, and she brought 20 people together. And I had interviewed her on my podcast 4 years ago, and I was like, And then we meet in person because I was at a mastermind event in Tampa, and she lives in Tampa. So we arranged a meeting, and we met, had coffee. It was great. And I was like, well, I'm so blessed. And then I went to the book launch event at the end of March, and we all had an opportunity to speak. So I spoke. And you know what it is now, like when I speak, it all comes out, flows naturally. I don't even need slides now. I'm just like,
you trust it. Yeah.
You trust it. Right. Right.
And you know your story and you know your methodology. So yeah, that's a great story.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
So what is one thing you wish every woman knew about herself?
Oh, that's a good question. Oh my gosh. That she's confident, that she's beautiful, that she is worthy, she can take on the world, and she can step into her divine purpose and identity. So regarding herself, like, you're worthy of great things. You belong on the stage. You, like a friend of mine who I met in London, she started a podcast. That's an example. Mm-hmm. Because she left an abusive relationship. So now she's turning her pain into purpose. So just be who you are and take yourself out on a date. I've done that, okay? And I still do it. Take yourself out on a date and you would be surprised. Like the first time I did that, I was like, oh, okay, let me do that. And dining alone can be very, and I don't feel alone, by the way. So, but dining alone can be very tranquil. So when I lived in Rhinebeck, New York at the time, I went to the Beekman Arms to have dinner. And a friend of mine had told me that. She said, you know what? It's okay to dine by yourself. Just feel it. Just be in the moment. You know, so I felt that. I felt being in the present moment. And I was lit up. I was like,
yeah.
It lights you up. It does. It does. Seriously.
And then the next level would be to take a vacation by yourself.
Vacation by yourself, right?
More guts. Yeah.
Well, yeah. I took myself out on a lot of vacations. I went, this year I'm going to be in Greece in June. Which is next month. So I'm very excited about that. I'm going to be one of 12 keynote speakers, international speaker in Santorini. That's my favorite island. So we get to go out and meet people, you know?
I love it. Well, you're going back to your roots because you're obviously Greek by your last name.
Yes, I'm Greek. So I'm going back to my roots. Yes.
I love it.
Thank you.
So what is a quote that changed your life?
A quote that changed my life. Okay, that is a very good question. Les Brown. That night when I fell backwards, I looked up in the ceiling. He said, if you can look up, you can get up.
Ooh, I love that quote, Angeline. If you can look up, you can get up.
Yeah.
That's powerful.
Yeah.
Because I was looking to God.
Because I was looking to God. I looked up I knew that God saved me. But
yeah.
Yeah, because I could have been a lot worse. But if he always says, and I love Les Brown. I'm a big, huge fan of Les Brown. So he always says, when you can look up, you can get up. So no matter how many times you fall down, ladies, you could get back up. Okay. A baby falls 50 times. So you could get up.
Beautiful. I love that quote. What is a book that changed your life? Or a book that you think every woman should read who's trying to get into their from pain to purpose?
Okay. I have read, let me just think, The Atomic Habits. That's a very good book. That's a very good book. I've read that book. What else have I read? So many books because I love to read. That's one of them, though, The Atomic Habits. That's one of them. Yeah.
What's your favorite habit that you won't miss no matter what?
You ready? I wake up in the morning at between 5 and 5:30. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Wake up in the morning. Do not look at the phone. That's the first habit.
Okay.
Don't look at the phone. So I focus on gratitude. So I journal. I keep a journal. And I write down at least 10 things that I'm grateful for. If you're starting to journal in the beginning, write down at least 3 things that you are grateful for. Then I put on what's called, I do a Christian meditation in the morning. Mm-hmm. And then after that, I put on, there's so many videos on YouTube, but one of them is like prayers to start your day.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I'm in soaking prayers. So I just like, I sit on the couch, I'm right there. And I am just like in a flow state. Like when they talk, like I sit on the couch until I fill myself up with the Lord. And then once I do that, then, you know, I will get on with my day.
Coffee in the morning?
I take coffee. Oh yeah. Coffee in the Lord. That is non-negotiable, everyone. So if you're trying to get a hold of me, the phone is off. So do not scroll on social media.
Okay. Go for the coffee and then your morning shower.
That's where my phone is right now at the kitchen because, you know, messages come in. I know, you know, distractions happen. So for me, the biggest habit has been to eliminate the distractions and just stay focused, like especially early in the morning, because how you start your day is what your day is going to look like.
So true. So true.
That's the tone for the day. So that's what I do.
How can people stay in touch with you? Where can they find you online? What do you have coming up?
Okay, sure. So you can find me online at Angeline Constantino on Facebook. I also have my website, letsbreakthesilence.com, where you will see my signature program, my podcasts, speaking engagements, and you'll learn a little bit about me. And also, I have a Facebook community called the Awakened Collective, where faith-driven women come together to heal, rise, and step into their purpose. I've been doing virtual coffee chats. So the links I already gave to Rebecca. So book a call with me. You will get a free coaching session with me, a free 30-minute coaching session to build that roadmap for you and where you want to go and to see if we are a good fit to work together.
Great. Well, thank you so much, Angeline, for being on the show.
Welcome.
Thank you, everyone, for being in this community and knowing that you can achieve success without the burnout. We're all about aligning in the 7 pillars of abundance: spiritual, physical, emotional, romantic, mental, social, and financial. And it's all about alignment, not the hustle and grind. And until we meet again, keep your vibe high and magnetized. Bye, everyone.
Bye.
So excited to share a review from Melissa Myers, the Glow Girl. She says, inspiring podcast. Rebecca has a gift for creating meaningful, empowering conversations that leave you feeling inspired and uplifted. Balanced, beautiful, abundant is like sitting down with a wise, soulful friend who truly wants you to thrive in every area of your life. I love how she blends practical advice with spiritual insights. I'm so grateful I found it. Well, Melissa, we're so grateful that you found us, and we can't wait to find out how you are glowing and growing by using this podcast as a tool. And everybody who's listening and sharing, thank you so much for your support. And it's such a joy to be on this journey with you.